Board. Hello, everyone. I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with Midwifery Business Consultation. I have Anita Hernandez with Dulce Birthing Center with me today. I'm so excited she has joined our consulting team. And so this is the first video of many we're going to do together, talking about birth centers, showing her wonderful practice in Texas and what she's been doing and how she's going to be able to help other midwives. Thanks for joining me today, Anita.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be joining you guys and helping other midwives.
Yeah, you have a beautiful practice. And it's cool because the products of the products are now joining my team. And I've been helping you for a while. And you've been implementing these really cool business strategies that will eventually tease people with the power of what you can do. I'm so proud of so many things you've been doing the last year and a half. But yeah, Anita, if you want to give me your background about being a midwife and your birth center.
Sure. I've been a birth worker for 21 years, almost 22 years now. Started as a doula, then eventually transitioned to being a midwife. Our birth center has been open since a month before COVID hit in 2020, and we got slammed. And then that's how I found you, because we didn't get those building blocks in place ahead of time. And so it was a blessing to find you, and we used your strategies, and it really made a difference in our birth center and moving forward and getting organized. So, I also am a preceptor. I have student midwives under me that are amazing, that we're training up, and I work really hard on client autonomy. That's kind of our big thing down here. So.
Down in Texas, you have a beautiful birth center and you pivot, you're resilient. I mean, I can't stress that enough. A few of my clients have very special bonds with me because of background history and trauma. And part of being a consultant is helping through people through every stage, not just supporting their business, but loving to see from where people are at their lows to their highs and what they can accomplish no matter what's thrown at them. I mean, poor Anita has had a lot thrown at her the last year and a half, and she's still smiling and kicking and feisty. And I know she's got great places, but it makes you stronger, it makes you better. But if we can make those things less likely happen and you could just skip the pain and the crisis through the process, it's much better.
Yeah, that's my goal, is just, helping other midwives not have to go through the trenches as much like I did, figure out and come out the other side. So.
You're pivoting to a newer birth center location. You're growing a new team. You're doing amazing things in your area, and I think it's going to be really exciting, the service line that you're going to be able to do. Like I figured I'll be doing more of the larger scale birth centers initially, but you're going to be phenomenal for those smaller scale birth centers that have to be more creative with their resources and really be able to utilize what you have versus, oh, I have this really big budget and I can do all these wonderful things. Like you get that creative side, you're really good at that. So Anita, I would love to pick your brain about a couple of things. How do you balance, and you could be totally honest or you could tell what you're working on, but being a midwife and a mom is hard. Like you and I talk about it often. Being on call, creating a team, how are you setting things up so that you can be a better work-life balance?
Well, that was one of the main things that I started talking to you about, but sustainability in midwifery, because of burnout, is huge. And that burnout factor can be the demands of mom and our business, because that's kind of like our baby too. But honestly, finding a really great nanny and babysitter was important, like somebody consistent, that when I couldn't be consistent, that they would have that figure. So that's been a blessing. I think really striving to find somebody to rotate call. I know sometimes at midwives, it's hard for us to not to want to be at every single birth, because we love all the moms, but understanding that rest is supposed to be priority, and our families can be a priority too. And not being so much the martyr that we were kind of taught to be in the apprenticeship time. So really having a really great call schedule, building up a good support staff, and delegating. Allowing that the control freak in me can release the things.
Most midwives have that trouble, for sure.
And so just really learning to delegate smaller tasks that take up our time that somebody else can easily do or be trained to do. Sometimes we're like, well, we have a small budget and I can't afford these people, but how much is your time worth? So if you're taking away from your family or your personal side of rest, that's worth money too. So maybe it's just better to delegate that and pay someone that small fee and in return be able to kind of share yourself more with your family. I think that's really been helpful to me.
Yeah. Well, and I think you and I talk about it over and over again, because when you're on a tighter budget, you're on a smaller scale birth center, you're like, I'll do this. And I'm like, you have to think you are worth $200 an hour. Yep. Like, even if you hire, you say, I'm going to do my website, I'm going to do my social media, you have to learn how to do it. And you're probably not going to do it nearly good as an experienced marketer. So is it a big deal to spend $20, $30, $40 an hour to have 2-3 hours of somebody else's time to put phenomenal content out that you just spent 6 hours trying to learn and it will only do 10% of what they can? We have to be realistic. You're not going to be the expert of everything. You're going to be a phenomenal mom, midwife, business owner, and we're going to get the rest of our team. I mean, you and I talk often about students and projects and leveraging their skill and expertise. So you've got this free, wonderful help. We shouldn't be just teaching them about clinical, but also business and supporting them that way.
Yeah. I mean, that's essentially, using, like you said, those resources and those people and kind of even amongst our own mothers that we serve, finding what their talents are. That was a way that when I was in a really tight budget and I needed somebody to really do this marketing, A, because I'm not great at marketing, B, that time factor. And so I looked amongst the women that I had already served and I, put a little small post on social media. I was like, hey, any moms from home wanting to do, a little extra on the side? And they were like, I had so many applicants. I was so surprised. It was actually really hard to make a choice.
Yes.
Because all these moms had all these talents and they were looking to make a little extra buck on the side. Yeah. And so that was like a way of like finding that help. I mean, it was a big blessing.
And they're passionate, especially if they're past customers. They deeply know your services. They're deeply passionate about it. And you can help. I mean, we're not meant to just help moms and catching babies, but if we can help them be at home and give them a little side hustle and stuff they're passionate about. So you and I are very, very good at thinking outside the box, because I think too many times you're like, I have to hire an expensive marketer. Well, what else can you do? What are all their resources and tools that are out there that could be equivalent for the best bang for the buck? So yeah, you're very, very good at that.
Yeah.
So Anita, I'd be very curious, if you're meeting your first consulting client, what would you say to them as like, I'm thinking of opening a birth center, and what advice, what things would you love to see them to be more successful? What resources, what content, what preparing would you like to have in place?
Well, if they're thinking about it, that's great, because that means they haven't done it yet. And so that is something that would be amazing if we can get people in before they've actually gone and started the process. Beforehand, there's so many tools that Midwifery Business Consultation has available. There's so many plans. There's so many templates. Like, it's just like going through all these resources so that you don't have to rethink the wheel, and getting structures and plans and all beforehand is going to make a bigger difference in the success of the birth center and a lot less heartaches and bumps and bruises along the way. So it would actually make me really excited to hear those words, and then just kind of implementing some of the strategies that you've laid out for us that is available as well. I think it would be amazing.
Yeah. I just did a couple earlier discovery calls. And yeah, like you said, we joked yesterday on our team consulting meeting. I was like, as soon as they say to me, I need your help last week, my heart sinks, because I know they're already in trouble. I know they're in the thick of it. It is so much harder to fix challenges and issues when they've already occurred and you're in the thick of it and you're taking care of people versus you can plan. We just had a discovery call today that she was planning 1.5 years in advance. And we're just like,
that's amazing. Yes.
We need our new graduate midwives. Our consulting team yesterday was like, oh, we need to connect to these second year, third year students, not even when they're graduating, so that they can have their practice when they graduate. So there is a revenue stream coming in. So I'm beyond excited about the consulting team and just the philosophies and the focus. And we're finding more and more midwives that are looking for what we offer. It's such a new concept. I mean, when I first started doing it, I did it out of sheer feistiness because I didn't have it when I burned out. And so passion is very, very powerful. But yeah, there's a momentum and there's a need. I mean, there's a few other people doing it in different sectors, but we really dig deep into the trenches of business. local to your needs. Like, I know Anita can help with any practice in the country, and I can help with any practice in the country. We just learn with you your midwifery regulations, your state. We get you to do that due diligence of like, okay, what are the birth center regulations? What are the midwifery regulations? Do you have to be CABC accredited? Do you not? What does that look like? What? Let's go over a sample budget together. Let's do a competitive analysis. You've never heard of that word? Okay, this is what it means. Like, we are your translators for that business planning process. And so I know, Anita, I'm beyond excited about you joining our team and helping with midwives that want to start smaller scale birth centers, because you're going to be an excellent resource for them.
Thank you. I'm pretty excited. And it is, I think it really is needed, because like you're saying, we're going to reach them hopefully while they're in school or an apprenticeship, because this is not something that I was taught. It's not something that the midwives that I learned under were taught. And even then, we're just kind of taught, well, it's a calling, we serve women, but we can look at it as a business, and we can give it structure, and we can plan for the future for our families and for ourselves while doing something that we love. I think that's something that should be exciting to us as well.
Yeah. Well, and I liked what you said yesterday during our consulting meeting, that the mindset shift from time self-employed to business owner, plus not thinking day to day, okay, how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to pay my staff? You're starting to think longer term sustainability, retirement, vacation, saving for a rainy day. Like, there's so much. If we're under a fire all the time, you're going to eventually get adrenaline and stress out, versus let's get you a strong foundation so you can plan for what if this, what if this. Your practice, like you were joking yesterday, I tried to get away for an hour because it was just crazy. And our intention is to gradually get it so that you can go away for a week. You can go away for 2 weeks. You can go away for whatever stretch you want. Your practice is going to be running phenomenally with or without you.
Yes, that is a big goal. And I mean, I'm getting there, and I would like
you are other doing awesome, yeah.
to do that as well, because I think that's what's going to make midwifery last. That's what's going to help midwifery grow. If it can be more realistic and more sustainable, I think we're going to go much further than what we've been taught in the past to burn out and hang ourselves out, you know?
Yeah, so. Give everything and then wonder why the divorce rate is so high and our kids don't like us when we're older, because we gave everything. Our identity, there's so few midwives don't retire because they're afraid. That's their identity the last 30, 40 years. It blows my mind. Like, they just, part of it is could be financial. Part of it could be, but just the retirement is such a foreign word to midwives. Like, I'm like, because it's a hard, it's such our identity. So I'm trying to help. Like, you can still be an amazing midwife, but you transition to a teacher, you transition to something your body's a little more forgiving of. So it's a transitionary period. Like, you don't have to retire, but you probably can't squat and catch babies anymore. So let's figure out how your community is still going to get served when you can't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anything else, Anita, that you'd really love to talk about today? Any fun trends you're seeing with birth centers or advice for someone that's starting a birth center?
I'm trying to think here. I think really just then laying that foundation is going to be key, so that, you know, less hurdles. But I think we are moving towards back to our roots. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to say, like, it's not a new thing. Midwives have been around since the beginning of time. And so I do see a shift. There's a lot of data that's supporting that. There's a lot of studies that have done that. and it's exciting to see women making choices about, you know, taking that lead for their community on natural birth or out of hospital birth. And I think it's a trend, and I think we're gaining that momentum again. And it's exciting. I just want to see women make it more sustainable and long-term.
Yeah. I think, that sprinting or a marathon, and COVID, everybody's like, oh, isn't COVID so wonderful because it recognizes midwives and birth centers. I was like, they were already busting at the seams, that 1-2% of the population. Like, how many birth centers and midwives have retired and closed down the last 18 months is astronomical. We need to make it so they can be resilient. They're in that fire. They can't handle any unprecedented, unpredictable thing. Yes, I can. It's a pandemic, but it just tips the scales of a lot of people's stressor points when If you had a cushion, you had a what if, you have a team that's strong and can handle a little extra versus everybody's busting at the seams, you can't handle any surprise that comes. So the whole point with business is being able to adapt and have exit plans and what if situations. And those take time to plan. And I think, or you may not even know what to plan for. I think that's the hard part with midwives is I'm like, oh, I'm going to open a business and I'm going to have my services, my shop. And I'm like, well, what if this happens? What if this happens? And they're like, I didn't even know that could happen. Like, how can you plan for something you didn't even know could happen to you? So that's the whole point of a consultant is we're challenging you those stressor points of now you've got a plan, you've got an operation. What if there is a tornado? What if you can't have a birth? Do you have a generator? Like, what are you doing? What if you have to have a medical director in your state and you only have one and they get in a car accident and they retire quickly? What are you going to do? And a lot of the answers were the birth centers just closed overnight. And we don't want that answer.
Yeah, no, we don't need that. We need birth centers. We need midwives. We can never have enough. And it's not so much about like, you know, there's this whole competition mentality, but it shouldn't be that way. It should be that we should be shouldering together and teaming up and building the community that we serve.
Yeah. So. Well, and I think reinforcing so much of the midwives have scarce, I mean, just our society as a whole, scarcity and fear and anxiety and unknown. And you and I are trying to inspire that other side, that abundance, that positivity, that creativity. We can solve any challenge. We can solve any problem. We just have to do XYZ training, tools, resources. So it's when you have challenges and pivoting points in your life, whether you worked for someone forever and then all of a sudden you want to open a practice or you've always just dreamed about this birth center, you got to have plans for yourself. Like we talk a lot about self-care. I know Anita gets picked on often about me, but I'm in the same boat. Like I'll tell you, I'm like, okay, I haven't gotten my exercise in this week yet either, Anita, but business consulting and support isn't just starting a successful business plan. It's the midwife and the business mindset and the resiliency that person has, because we can make a business plan all day long look beautiful. The numbers are excellent. That doesn't mean it's going to succeed.
That's true. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. So I'm excited, Anita. And yeah, if anybody wants to meet with you and I mean, we can both love helping, even if they really connect with Anita and want help with a larger scale birth center, her and I can do it together. I just know some higher level strategies that she just quite hasn't used. And I know the country a little bit more. She's really, really good at Texas. If you want to open a birth center in Texas, you talk to Anita. She can do circles around me. So cool. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Anita.
Thank you, Leslie.